guitarist Rod Fleeman, his tune Due West, here on KPR from the new album, Saturday Afternoon, live at Green Indy Lounge, the Rod Fleeman Trio, with bassist Gerald Spates, drummer Ray DeMarchi, guitarist Rod Fleeman. In about 15 minutes, we'll hear from the Patrick Wolf Quintet, with saxophonist Patrick Wolf and trumpeter Mike Olmos. We'll have a set of Latin jazz coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio. We're going to hear the Oscar Hernandez and Alma Libre new album from that, No Words Needed. But first, it's the one and only Mongo Santa Maria with his arrangement of Dizzy Gillespie and Chano Pozo's Manteca. Mongo Santa Maria live at Demetrius Jazz Alley in Seattle, Washington, March of 1990, right here on KPR. We'll be right back. pianist Oscar Hernandez, who's also the leader of the Spanish Harlem Orchestra. Here is small group Alma Libre on KPR, the new album called No Words Needed. That was Oscar's piece, The Brave One, featured the tenor sax player of Bobby Franceschini and that superb rhythm trio, Robbie Amin drums, John Benitez bass, and conga drummer Samuel Torres, the leader, pianist Oscar Hernandez. Speaking of conga drummers, the legendary Mongo Santa Maria started us off with his band in Manteca on KPR, the 1990 album Live at Jazz Alley. That trumpet work was by Ray Vega, Bobby Burchelli on Barry Sax, and Mitch Froman on tenor sax, also featured on that one as well. We've got new jazz from the San Francisco Bay Area from saxophonist Patrick Wolf's quintet. That's up next in about 7 minutes, a new one from Brazil's singer-pianist Iliane Elias here on KPR. We're here, and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Hey, here's a way to show off your love for public radio. Check out the KPR online store. You can pick up great retro cocktail hour t-shirts, KPR t-shirts, zip-up hoodies, and sweatshirts printed locally by Blue Collar Press. Browse our online store at kansaspublicradio.org/store. The album's Bay Blue. Tenor saxophonist Patrick Wolf, who left New York and went to San Francisco 15 years ago and has been a mainstay on the jazz scene there ever since, including with trumpeter Mike Olmos, who's on this one as well. Let's hear their version of Horace Silver's tune, The Outlaw, here on KPR.
Thank you.
San Francisco's saxophonist Patrick Wolfe and his quintet on KPR, playing the Horace Silver tune, The Outlaw. The new album by this fine Bay Area band is called Bay Blue. The trumpeter is Mike Olmos, with Keith Saunders piano, Eric Markowitz on bass, and Evan Hughes as the drummer. We're in a bazillion mode now for the next couple of numbers. A very much Brazilian mode with singer and pianist Ileane Elias and her new album, Time and Again. That'll start off the set, and we'll follow that up with Antonio Adolfo, his new album, the Brazilian pianist arrangers versions of Cole Porter pieces. We'll be hearing Cole Porter's I Concentrate on You from him. Ileane Elias starts us off with one she wrote called At First Sight here on KPR.
When the light of dawn is breaking, from the dream of you awaking, stars shining in the daylight, can it be true love at first sight? Oh, that special feeling, feel like dancing on the ceiling while my heart is beating. Is it real or am I dreaming? How you stole my heart in just a second, made me feel like singing love songs, speaking of us two together, about the magic when you walk my way. Like a potion, like a mystery, in a moment of eternity, when you held me in your arms to say. At first sight, meant to be, seeing further than our eyes can see. With your heart you found your way to me.
started the set off with singer and pianist Deliani Elias here on KPR. Her song, At First Sight, is on her new album, Time and Again. And then we went into the new one from Antonio Adolfo called Love, Cole Porter. The Brazilian pianist arranges 10 Cole Porter songs on this and uses kind of his regular band the last few albums. Wonderful musicians, flute player Marcelo Martin featured, as was trombonist Rafael Roca. With bassist Avery Sharp up next to take us up to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. And after the top of the hour, we'll hear singer Alexis Cole with the Taipei Jazz Orchestra. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from Cromwell Solar since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com. Well, bassist Avery Sharp's new album is called I Am My Brother's Keeper. It's the Avery Sharp Double Quartet, which means it's his regular working quartet with Zakiya Curtis piano and drummer Yoron Israel, and also African percussion from Tony Vaca. And he adds to that a string quartet, hence the double quartet, and very much a message on this album called I Am My Brother's Keeper with this piece called The Good Samaritan here on KPR. This is composer and arranger Avery Sharp on KPR with his double quartet and his composition and arrangement, The Good Samaritan, from the new album, I Am My Brother's Keeper, here on Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyoncé is not only revealing black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Morning Edition is here for you weekday mornings 5 to 9 on KPR. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU, HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Brand new music from singer Alexis Cole with the Taipei Jazz Orchestra. And then trombonist Wycliffe Gordon, that and more, headed your way here on Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden has hosted a White House meeting with Democratic governors who are concerned about polls showing his reelection campaign is in trouble. Biden is facing calls to exit the race in the wake of his concerning performance at last week's debate. Maryland's Wes Moore says that the governors were honest with the president about the feedback that they're hearing from constituents.
We're behind, but we also know that that path to be able to make sure that we can pull ahead in November is real, and it's going to take all of us in order to make it happen and to make it work. And we're grateful to hear the level of excitement and the focus that the president and the vice president have about being victorious in November.
The Democratic governors say they stand with Biden. A fast-moving wildfire is forcing thousands to evacuate in the Northern California city of Oroville. As NPR's Kirk Sigler reports, much of the region is experiencing extreme heat that is expected to last into next week.
The Thompson Fire ignited in dry brushland in the Sierra Nevada foothills and is burning in a part of the state that's been ravaged by fires in recent years, including California's worst ever wildfire, the Camp Fire in nearby Paradise in 2018. Cal Fire says four firefighters have been injured in the Thompson Fire. It's not yet clear the extent of the damages, but local news footage shows burning structures in Oroville. California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency there, which frees up state and federal FEMA aid for firefighting. There is no break in the weather expected, with triple-digit temps in the forecast and extreme heat advisories in effect until next week. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.
Life-threatening wind and rain are pounding southeastern Jamaica as the Category 4 hurricane continues to race through the Caribbean. After brushing southern Jamaica, Beryl is now on track to strike the Cayman Islands and Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula before heading toward the Gulf. The storm, the most powerful this early in the Atlantic hurricane season, is already blamed for at least 7 deaths. The United Kingdom holds elections for prime minister and seats in parliament on Thursday. NPR's Lauren Freer has a preview from London.
Voters say they want change after 14 years of Conservative Party rule, many of those tumultuous, through Brexit and Boris Johnson's time in office and economic upheaval. Polls predict a landslide toward the center-left Labour Party, which hasn't won a national election since Tony Blair in 2005. Rishi Sunak, a Conservative, may become the first sitting Prime Minister to lose his own seat in Parliament. And Labour leader Keir Starmer, a former human rights lawyer and prosecutor with a knighthood, could become the next British Prime Minister. He's worried about turnout, though, and is urging supporters not to be complacent and get out to vote. Lauren Freier, NPR News, London.
You're listening to NPR News. The defense has rested its case in the bribery trial of Senator Bob Menendez. The New Jersey Democrat has pleaded not guilty to accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars in gold and cash to help three businessmen. His wife, Nadine Menendez, and three associates are facing similar charges and still await trial. The state of Louisiana is appealing a federal court order to protect the health and safety of inmates forced to work in excessive heat. U.S. District Judge Brian Jackson gave the state 1 week to provide a plan for improving conditions for inmates working at a former slave plantation. The Louisiana State Penitentiary is the subject of a class action filed by inmates alleging cruel and unusual punishment. A new study finds that people with higher levels of gratitude have a lower risk of death from cardiovascular disease. NPR's Allison Aubrey has more.
The study included about 49,000 women in their late 70s who completed a gratitude survey. They were asked the extent to which they agreed or disagreed with statements such as, "I have so much in life to be thankful for," or "I am grateful to a wide variety of people," and "if I had a list of everything I felt grateful for, it would be a very long list." The women were part of a long-term health study tracking which diseases they developed. Researchers found those who scored highest in gratitude had a 9% lower risk of death over the next several years compared to those who felt the least gratitude. The researchers say gratitude was most protective against death from heart disease. The study is published in JAMA Psychiatry. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include ECMC Foundation, whose North Star is to eliminate equity gaps in post-secondary completion by 2040 so that underserved learners have greater opportunity for social and economic mobility.
Sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. He's there watching for me, and if I could fly like birds on high, and straight to his arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the stars, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before, and happy we'll be beyond the sea. And never again I'll go sailing. The ships
that goes sailing somewhere beyond the sea. He's up there watching for me. And if I could fly like birds on high, then straight to his arms I'd go sailing. Just as before, happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing, and never again I'll go sailing, and never again I'll go sailing.
Alexis Cole with the Taipei Jazz Orchestra with a song that Bobby Darin had a huge hit with in 1959, Beyond the Sea. It was a French song by Charles Cronet Le Maire. The English lyrics were completely different than the French lyrics. English lyrics by Jack Lawrence, and a huge hit by a brilliant all-around musician and actor too, Bobby Darin. Alexis Cole does this with a really cool new album called Jazz Republic, Taiwan, the United States, and the Freedom of Swing. With trombonist Wycliffe Gordon up next, I'm Bob McWilliams, your host for Jazz in the Night, and about 8 minutes into the Vinyl Vault from 1970 for the late great guitarist Pat Martino on an album where he played 12-string guitar. We'll hear him do the Sonny Rollins tune Oleo. But right now, trombonist Wycliffe Gordon and his quintet in 2002, the title track to the album, Dig This, here on KPR. Thank you. Trombonist Wycliffe Gordon and a cooking number called Dig This here on KPR. It's the title track to this album from 2002 that had Hammond B3 organ from Sam Yawl and drummer Bill Stewart, with guitarist Peter Bernstein and tenor saxophonist Seamus Blake, trombonist Wycliffe Gordon on Kansas Public Radio. In a little more than 5 minutes, we'll hear the great saxophonist Michael Brecker, a ballad album he made in 2001, produced by and featuring Pat Metheny. Before we get there, it's guitarist Pat Martino, the brilliant guitarist who in 1970 made an album called Desperado. We're going to hear from that from the vinyl vault with Pat Martino playing 12-string guitar on this album. It's a Sonny Rollins tune, Oleo, on KPR. I'm Martino on KPR out of the vinyl vault, the 1970 LP Desperado, where Pat played 12-string guitar with Eddie Green and Tyrone Brown, electric piano, electric bass, and drummer Sherman Ferguson. That was a Sonny Rollins tune based on I Got Rhythm chord changes called Oleo. On the liner notes to this, the legendary Les Paul said he was playing a show in Atlantic City when a young man and his parents came backstage to meet him and crest a guitar, and the young man, maybe about 9 or 10, said he was learning guitar, so Les gave him the guitar and said, play something. And Les said, what came out of that guitar is unbelievable. And that young man said, learning. And a number of years later, Les Paul was hearing reports of a young guitarist playing in the New York area who was really scaring other musicians with his ability. Tracked him down in a club in Harlem, and yes, it was Pat Martino. And the reports of his being a great guitarist were not exaggerated. Pat Martino. On Kansas Public Radio, the Kenny Barron Trio, in about 6-7 minutes here for you on KPR's Jazz in the Night. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, the late tenor saxophonist Michael Brecker was known as a really ferocious player, an amazing technique and powerhouse playing. But he also did this amazing ballad album, and it was called Nearness of You, the Ballad Book. Guitarist Pat Martini did the production on it, also played guitar with Herbie Hancock piano, Charlie Hayden bass, and Jack DeJohnette drums. Here's tenor saxophonist Michael Brecker. A different side of Michael Brecker here, the Irving Berlin piece, Always on KPR. tenor saxophonist Michael Brecker on KPR. Irving Berlin, as always, from the 2001 album Nearness of You, The Ballad Book. Pat Metheny guitar, Herbie Hancock piano, Charlie Hayden bass, and Jack Dechenette on drums. A new one from the wonderful pianist, composer, and arranger Amina Figueroa, and her new album, Suite for Africa. We'll get to that in a little more than 10 minutes. We've got the Kenny Barron Trio up next. It's been said that sound bites and political ads are all that matters in politics, but on Canto's Public Radio, you know that you hear a lot more than sound bites. You hear the background, the context, thoughtful reporting, analysis, insightful commentary. KPR brings you the information for you to decide how to cast your ballot and so much more in your life. Go to CantosPublicRadio.org to pledge your support for the news that you depend on and the music you depend on as well, like Jazz in the Night. The Kenny Barron Trio album Live at Bradley's, a legendary jazz club in New York City from 1996, and I have a huge regret that I was never able to attend Bradley's, which was known for great piano playing and especially late night sessions. And Kenny Barron here with Ray Drummond on bass, Ben Riley drums. By the way, the piano was left to Bradley's owner, Bradley Cunningham, left when Paul Desmond died. He willed his wonderful grand piano to Bradley Cunningham to use at Bradley's. Here's the Kenny Barron Trio on KPR. Thank you. the brilliant pianist Kenny Barron on KPR, a tune attributed to Miles Davis, so a lot of evidence that was actually written by Chuck White. In any event, it's Solar, Kenny Barron piano, Ray Drummond bass, Ben Riley drums. The album Live at Bradley's recorded at that famous New York City jazz spot in 1996. We'll be hearing vibraphonist Gary Burton, an album that also featured, among others, guitarist John Scofield. We'll be getting to that in about 7 minutes. And we've got the music of composer, arranger, and pianist Amina Figueroa up next. Her new album is called Suite for Africa, and this is her piece called Worldwide. Amina Figueroa on KPR. pianist, composer, arranger Amina Figueroa's piece called Worldwide from her new album, Suite for Africa. And her wonderful band has Bart Plateau playing flute, trumpeter Alex Pope Norris and tenor saxophonist Wayne Escoffery, along with Yasushi Nakamura on bass and Rudy Royston on drums. Vibraphonist Gary Burton up next. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from First Presbyterian Church at 2415 Clinton Parkway in Lawrence, with in-person services every Sunday morning at 10:30 or virtually on YouTube. Information at firstpreslawrence.org. 1997 album by Gary Burton and Friends, as it's called, Departure. What trends they are. Peter Erskine drums, Fred Hirsch piano, guitarist John Schofield, bassist John Petitucci. Here the band does the Horace Silver tune Ecaro, which is Horace spelled backwards, here on KPR. vibraphonist Gary Burton and Horace Silver's tune Ecoro, which is Horace spelled backwards. A really tasty album from 1997 called Departure from Gary Burton and Friends, those friends being Peter Erskine, the drummer, pianist Fred Hirsch, bassist John Patitucci, and guitarist John Schofield, all for you here on Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio.
Our job as and then check them again to cite our sources and ask the tough questions that need answering.
And unfortunately, I'm going to have to go back to my first question. I still don't think I've heard an answer here. The presidential election.
What is Congress willing to do?
Is the U.S. doing everything it can?
I'm Leila Faldin from NPR, where independent public service journalism is what we do. This is NPR.
We're here, and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANH, and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV, and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliams. Thanks for being with me here on Jazz in the Night. I'm here another hour, and then it's All Night Jazz with Mr. David Bassey here on KPR. A news update is next. Support for news on KPR comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent in a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through the 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com. Right after the news, it's the Brubeck Octet Project with John DeLuccia, who's uncovered and worked to reconstruct arrangements for the Dave Brubeck Octet from the late 40s. We'll hear from that. And the brilliant trumpeter Ingrid Jensen is on the way as well here on KPR, plus a new one, a saxophone piano duet by Eric Alexander and Mike LeDun. To some of the music in the 11 o'clock hour for you here on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden met with more than two dozen Democratic governors at the White House Wednesday to discuss concerns about his campaign. Minnesota's Tim Walz says the governors and Biden are all looking for the best way to win in November.
A path to victory in November is the number one priority, and that's the number one priority of the president. So that's what we're trying to get done. The feedback was good. The conversation was honest and open. And the acts that will come out of that will make sure that we're getting that message out.
Texas Congressman Lloyd Doggett was the first Democrat on Capitol Hill to publicly call for Biden's exit from the 2024 race, saying his poor debate performance disqualified him from running. Hurricane Beryl is bearing down on Jamaica, causing life-threatening rain and storm surge. As NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, the record-setting storm is packing wind speeds of 130 miles per hour.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says the storm is moving quickly through the Caribbean.
Beryl is going to be moving west-northwestward across the Caribbean with those hurricane and tropical storm force winds beginning to affect the Cayman Islands, where hurricane warnings are in effect for Little Cayman, Cayman Brac, and Grand Cayman. And then thinking farther downstream, Beryl is going to move towards the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico and then across into the Gulf of Mexico and potentially threaten northeastern Mexico and south Texas.
Beryl is the strongest hurricane to form this early in the Atlantic hurricane season, fueled by warm ocean waters. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Thousands of people in Northern California are being evacuated as the nearly 3,600-acre Thompson Fire rages in Butte County. More from Ava Norgrove of North State Public Radio in Chico.
The Thompson Fire broke out yesterday morning just outside the city of Oroville. The area is near the burn scar of the deadly 2018 campfire. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey told NSPR homes in the area have been destroyed, and nearly 12,000 more are currently threatened. He said the amount of damage officials saw this morning was far less than expected. Honey said the biggest concern today is the extreme temperatures expected in the region. Most of the Sacramento Valley is still under a red flag warning today due to those scorching temperatures forecast to hit over 110 degrees with dry, windy conditions. Both Oroville and the nearby city of Chico have canceled their fireworks shows this 4th of July in response to the fire. For NPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove in Chico.
The Thompson Fire is now 7% contained. AAA says travel this July 4th holiday will be up 5% from this time last year. Nearly 71 million people expect to be on the roads on Independence Day. More than 3 million air travelers are expected to be screened Sunday as they return home. The increase in travel is being attributed to the long weekend coinciding with lower gas prices. This is NPR. General Motors will pay nearly $146 million in penalties for violating emissions and fuel economy standards. Federal regulators say that some of the automaker's vehicles from the 2012 through 2018 model years did not meet federal standards. In a statement, GM spokesman says the problems stem from a change in testing procedures and not any defects or violation of environmental law. The EPA penalty does not require the automaker to make any changes to the vehicles. Dengue, the mosquito-borne illness causing flu-like symptoms, but a new study out this week suggests that it's also associated with an increased risk of depression. Details from NPR's Gabrielle Emmanuel.
The risk of developing depression is almost double in the first few months after getting dengue compared to normal. That risk goes down, but remains elevated even after a year. All this comes from a new study published in PLOS, Neglected Tropical Diseases. It looked at 50,000 dengue patients in Taiwan. This is one of the first studies to look at the longer-term risks of depression. The lead researcher at National Cheng Kung University in Taiwan says it could be because of the body's immune response to the virus, or because of the stress caused by being sick. Dengue cases have been at a record high, with more than 10 million cases so far this year. South and Central America have been particularly hard hit. Gabriela Emmanuel, NPR News.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the George Gund Foundation, working to make Cleveland more vibrant, sustainable, and just, and setting an example for the nation. More information available at gundfoundation.org. This is NPR.
new album from the John DeLucia Octet here on Kansas Public Radio. It's the Brubeck Octet Project, as John has worked with reconstituting arrangements that were written for the Dave Brubeck Octet in the late 40s, including Love Me or Leave Me and Dave's own closing theme. Here for you on KPR's Jazz in the Night, a new duo recording of tenor sax and piano from Eric Alexander and Mike McDonough. We'll get into that in about 8 minutes or so here on KPR. And we've got trumpeter Ingrid Jensen up next, her album called Here on Earth. And this one goes back to 1997 with Gary Bartz, the saxophonist, George Colligan piano, Dwayne Bruno bass, and Bill Stewart on drums. This is Ingrid Jensen on trumpet on a tune written by Hank Mobley called Avila and Tequila here on KPR.
Thank you.
Orbiter Ingrid Jensen and her 1997 album Here on Earth, the Hank Mobley tune Avila and Tequila for us on KPR. Gary Bartz, the saxophonist, George Colligan, Dwayne Bruno, Bill Stewart, piano, bass, and drums. Trumpeter Ingrid Jensen is part of the Outdoors and Free Iowa City Jazz Festival coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Iowa City. And Friday night at 8 p.m., it'll be Ingrid Jensen and the Iowa Women's Jazz Orchestra. Info at summerofthearts.org. When you're there, you can click where it says Jazz Festival. And Ingrid Jensen, again, the Free Outdoor Festival in Iowa City. Friday night, she's there. And Lakeisha Benjamin is headlining Saturday night at that festival. In this next set, we're going to hear the new release by saxophonist, composer, and arranger Lee Piltzer in her seven-piece band that she calls Seven Pointed Star. We'll start off, though, well, brand new tenor saxophonist Eric Alexander and pianist Mike LeDun, the album called Together, and they do I'm in the Mood for Love here on KPR. Thank you. baritone saxophonist Lee Pilzer's composition and arrangement, Last Year, Lost Year, here on KPR. That's from her new album, Beating the Odds. And before that, the duo of saxophonist Eric Alexander and pianist Mike LeDun playing I'm in the Mood for Love. That is from their new duo album called Together. With the English singer and songwriter Joe Harrop up next, the pianist from South Korea, been in New York City a while now, Jehiel with a new album. We'll get to that in about 8 minutes. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, Saturday morning on Bullseye, Jesse Thorne chats with Caitlin Olson of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Hacks, and country singer Tanya Tucker talks about the time she met the king. That's Elvis, of course. That's on Bullseye with Jesse Thorne, Saturday morning at 11, right after Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on Kansas Public Radio. Here's English singer Joe Harrop, who also writes a lot of the songs on this new album that is called The Path of a Tear. She calls this one Whiskey or the Truth. Joe Harrop on KPR. And a long set for you on this late Wednesday night. That's vibraphonist Ben Galise and the tune Almost There from his new album Stick Together. Before that, pianist Jihee Hio's trio plus special guest saxophonist Vincent Herring on her piece The Hidden Giant. That's from her new album called Flow. We start off with singer and songwriter Joe Harrop, the English artist's new album The Path of a Tear and one she wrote called Whiskey or the Truth. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, providing news and updates on programming and Kansas City happenings with our e-newsletters. More at kansascitypbs.org/subscribe. Here's a new one. Clarinetist Kent Poplawski, live at Mesro on KPR. Kent Poplowski here on KPR, the new album Live at Mesrill. There on clarinet, also plays tenor sax. We heard his version of Beautiful Love with Ted Rosenthal, Martin Wind, and Willie Jones III, piano, bass, and drums. We're here, and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for All Night Jazz with David Bassey next on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, discussing the week's top stories with newsmakers and guest experts on a week in review, Fridays at 7:30 p.m. More information at kansascitypbs.org. I'm Bob McWilliams. Have a great 4th of July holiday tomorrow with David Bassey, taking you all night long with jazz next on Kansas Public Radio.